Someone asked me the following question. They left their baby with a babysitter on Friday night. And when they came back, the babysitter said, oh, look, I took some really cute pictures of the baby for you. And the question is, are you allowed to look at those pictures? After, let's say, during Shabbos, after Shabbos, can you benefit from those pictures? So the Gemara in Beah, Daf Chaf Dalam in Beis, tells us that a non-Jew who bought a present to a Jew on Yom Tov, if you know that he cut, let's say, bought some vegetables and he harvested those vegetables on Yom Tov, so then you can't benefit from them. Ula Erev, but on the evening, after Yom Tov, it's Aser Bichdei Sheyasu, the time that it takes to do the forbidden malacha. And the Shulchan Aruch passing like this, not just by Yom Tov, by Shabbos as well, in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Chaf He Saif Vav, that if a, let's say, a non-Jew trapped an animal for a Jew on Shabbos, if a non-Jew picked, harvested, cut off some, let's say, picked some apples from an apple tree on Shabbos, so then you need to wait, Bichdei Sheyasu, the time it takes to do that forbidden malacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavches explains the reason why you have to wait Bichdei Sheyasu. There are two different reasons. One is based on Rashi and the Ran, that you shouldn't benefit from the malacha that was done for a Jew on Shabbos. So the non-Jew, again, we're assuming that he did it for you. The non-Jew picked some apples for you on Shabbos. You shouldn't benefit from that. So you can't, if you eat it right after Shabbos, you're benefiting from the work they did on Shabbos. So you have to wait the time it takes to do that action. And let's say it takes 40 minutes to do that action, then you can only benefit from it 40 minutes after Shabbos. A second reason, and this is Tosus and the Rambam, says that this is part of the decree that they were concerned that if you're permitted to benefit from it right away on Motzei Shabbos, then next Shabbos you're going to tell them to do that as well. Tell them, I like to have apples, thank you so much. I'd like to have some picked apples ready for me next Shabbos immediately, next Motzei Shabbos immediately. So we have to wait what's called Bichdei Sheyasu. The time it takes for a non-Jew, let's say, to go to the place, to pick the apples, and to come back. Now, this would seem to indicate that if a non-Jew takes a picture for you, a baby picture for you, a picture of your baby for you, you cannot benefit from it until after Shabbos. Now, there is some discussion whether looking at a picture is considered benefit. Maybe looking at an image is not considered benefit, and maybe you can always look at images. And now it seems the consensus opinion is that looking at something is also considered benefit. The Orach HaShabbos writes this, because he says that we know that one of the cases of a non-Jew doing malacha for a Jew is if a non-Jew lights a candle on your behalf, let's say it turns on a light in a room, you can't benefit from that, even though all it does is that it enables you to see. So here also he argues that looking at an image is also considered hanah, considered benefit. Most poskim seem to hold that way. That seems to be the consensus opinion. There are some who disagree. So let's assume that looking at a picture is hana. So it would seem that you would have to wait. You can't benefit from that picture until the time it takes for him or her, the babysitter, to take a picture. You have to wait that time after Shabbos. Now, the Be'er Moshe, though, deals with the following question. And that is, can you really look at that image after those few minutes it takes to take a picture after Shabbos? In general, when a non-Jew performs a malacha for you on Shabbos, you can benefit from it, as I mentioned, Bichdei Sheyasu. However, the Be'er Moshe in Chelak Gimel Simon Peidal distinguishes between two different cases of pictures or videos. If the picture could have been taken after Shabbos, let's say just a picture of a newborn baby, there's no difference if you took the picture on Shabbos or after Shabbos. So then you'd be allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos following this period of Bichdei Sheyasu. However, let's say the non-Jew took a picture of an event that happened specifically on Shabbos. Let's say the non-Jew took a picture of the baby by, let's say, the Shabbos candles. So then you would never be allowed to look at the picture because you're benefiting from malacha that's done on Shabbos that could not have been done after Shabbos. If it's specifically an event that had to take place on Shabbos, let's say a bar mitzvah, or let's say the baby specifically with Shabbos candles being lit. So then you would not be allowed to benefit from that. And this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well. So in our scenario, if the babysitter just took a picture of the baby lying down, and the picture would have been the same whether it was Friday night or Saturday night, so then you would be allowed to get benefit from the picture after Shabbos, b'chdei shiyasu, however long it takes to take a picture. It's not a long time. However, if, let's say, it was a picture of the baby, let's say, with the Shabbos candlelights, and there's something special, the baby with the Shabbos candlelights, so you would not be allowed to benefit from that picture.